The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien Marks. How was Helsinki?
Hello, Kathy Kayla. Good to be back. I must tell you, I was pleasantly surprised. What a stunning, stunning city. Amazing people. Just really, really superb. I heartily recommend a visit to Helsinki and to Finland if you can do it.
Where did you go? Did you go to Lapland or did you just stay in Helsinki?
I just stayed in Helsinki. I was only there for a few days and I was there to speak at Limud Helsinki. Mm-hmm. Very hectic schedule, 3 lectures in one day for me. But as you know, I've never met a microphone I didn't like, so it was okay. But what a stunning, stunning community. 1,000 people strong, the Jewish community of Helsinki, excluding the Israeli community, but so powerful, so cohesive, so Zionist, so enthusiastic, really, really extraordinary community. I had the pleasure and the privilege of having a Shabbat supper at their shul on Friday night, a beautiful, beautiful shul. And I'm really in awe of such a tiny community doing such impactful work in their country, and it really is beautiful to see.
Amazing. Rolien, a story that we have obviously been covering very, very closely is the funeral and the fallout of Shireen Abu Akleh. And do we know anything new? Is the question.
Well, let's first go back a few steps. I know many people are still wanting to know whether or not there has been a final verdict on who was responsible for firing the fatal bullet that unfortunately killed Al Jazeera journalist Shireen Abu Akleh. Now, as we know, Israel at the outset said they want a joint investigation with the Palestinians and Israel complying. They've requested the bullet. They still have yet to receive it. That is Israeli authorities. Mahmoud Abbas refused until about a day or so ago, where he said, fine, if you want to have an investigation, it has to be international organizations. Now, he didn't specify which ones he would cooperate with or who or how far their participation would be allowed. Now, the Palestinian coroner has said that it's inconclusive to him to make a statement. And what I find very interesting is that you've got to understand that coroners, medical examiners, work under the auspices of the Palestinian Authority. And that is why we are wondering on our side how much is actually not being said. Because it's very unusual for him to take that kind of almost a private statement. So we still don't know as of yet who fired the fatal bullet. The IDF haven't ruled out that it could have come from one of our guys. You know, when you are in this kind of situation where things are very, very tense and there is a high exchange of fire on both sides, this horrible accident, and it was definitely not deliberate, at least not in my opinion, but a horrible, horrible side effect of conflict. And we also can't forget the background that this is taking place on. You know, we have had to engage in counter-terror ops inside Jenin. Jenin is responsible for a lot of the incitement and is the city where several of the perpetrators of terror attacks on Israeli citizens have been carried out. We then go to the funeral on Friday, and I know that the images are very, very upsetting to see. Israel received widespread condemnation around the world, and including inside of Israel and including within the ranks of the police establishment. And our chief of police has said he will open up an investigation. However, we do have new footage that shows police officers inside the hospital before the coffin was placed in the hearse. Now, we know from Shireen's brother, the wishes of the family were that the body in the coffin would be transported by hearse from the hospital to the church. They did not want the coffin carried by anybody, and now the rest is history. We do know that mobs of Palestinians who were very, very, very emotive took the coffin out of the hearse. We saw the horrible clashes that led to the Israeli police and their heavy-handed behavior. And I just want to make something clear. I don't think there's something or anything wrong with criticizing Israel or the Israeli institutions when they do something wrong. I think it's healthy in a democracy. It doesn't mean anybody is anti-Israel. And we as Israeli citizens want answers as much as people around the world. But yes, it is also important to have context, especially when we're dealing with such a volatile situation as that between Israelis and Palestinians.
Right. And also, this is not an isolated incident, you know, for the Palestinians as well. And I'm just playing devil's advocate here. You know, it's not an isolated incident. It's snowballing, and over years, Ro. And at some point, sure, who knows what the answer is? Who knows what the answer is? Anyhow, let's see what happens with the results. What happens with that? Can we talk about Operation Breaking Waves?
Just remind me what that is, because, you know, while we're discussing all of this, we can't forget that there is a wave of terror against Israeli citizens. This is ongoing. We had an incident yesterday where a 22-year-old Palestinian was arrested, armed with an axe and a suicide note, intending to commit an act of terror. Again, earlier today, we had a Palestinian try and stab soldiers at the Sumerian regional headquarters. That's in the northern West Bank. That the terrorist was neutralized. We don't have his exact condition. Another incident this morning, in the early hours of the morning, there were clashes between police and Palestinians during another funeral, and this time for a Palestinian killed during clashes on the Temple Mount, and at least five Palestinians arrested for trying to ram border guards with their cars. So we cannot forget that while all of this is taking place, we are in a state of high alert and high conflict.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are the latest updates?
So those are the latest updates. Okay. That is where we are with Operation Breaking Waves. And as Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said earlier today, he said that Israel will use all weapons to stop Palestinian terrorists. You know, we can have a lot of discussions about everybody's rights and where we are. But at the moment, the priority of the Israeli government has to be Israel citizens, and that includes our Arab Israeli minority communities, tourists to this country as well.
Yeah. For the first time, Russia has fired at Israeli planes operating in Syria. Rolien, tell us about this.
So this is something that, as you can imagine, has gotten our military establishment their hackles up. So you know that Israel works in cooperation with the Russian military, who are stationed in Syria, which is why we've taken such a measured perspective or a measured stance with the war in Ukraine. And Israel coordinates with the Russian military on the ground when we will be striking Iranian targets in Syria. Now, these are targets that are either Iranians trying to encroach closer to the border with Israel to try and engage in some kind of conflict on Israeli sovereign territory, or smuggling or sending arms through Syria or Lebanon to get to their proxies. And Israel strikes these targets. Now, last night, for the first time, and this is according to Israel's Channel 13, and they have cited actually foreign publications, they said that the Russians used an air defense battery to launch a missile against Israeli planes. Now, we are hoping that this is an isolated incident. You know, we're hoping that maybe there was a technical glitch and that, you know, we don't see a repeat of this. But, you know, there is concern that it could be setting a precedent, and there is concern that it could be as a result of tensions that we have seen lately. You and I have discussed quite at length the exchange of words between Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and various other officials. And even though we had an apology from the Russian President Putin, it still left a lot of concern. So this is one that we are going to be hoping that this was an isolated incident, but we will be watching this very closely.
Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. Thank you very much. That's Rolene Marks. She's giving us our Israel update today.